I have reviewed the meeting minutes for the May 5th, 2022 meeting, and I hereby approve them. Item three on the agenda is public hearing item one for PA 220055. The applicant, Dylan Ochal, property owner, agent Jonathan Yee, Leila Schultz, architects, architect agent, location 1008 Emerald Bay, Laguna Beach, within the 15th Memorial District, APN 05332004. May we please have the staff report?
Thank you. It's an application that includes the coastal development permit for the demolition of the existing residence and construction of a new residence, including associated grading, a use permit for an overhead wall within the front yard setback, and a variance to allow a reduced rear yard setback. This particular part of Emerald Bay is basically the furthest east. It's actually north, but we'll call it east, so it's as it comes towards the ocean. It's very steep, and lots generally tend to step down where anywhere from 10 to 20 feet from lot to lot. There's an existing 2,600 square foot residence on the lot that will be demolished, and then an approximate 5,300 square foot residence with an attached three-car garage will be constructed in its place. For the coastal development permit, I have compared proposed project with all of the standards within the LCP. It meets all those criteria with respect to its location and surroundings. It is not within the appealable area to the Coastal Commission of the LCP. And the project was reviewed and recommended and approved by the Emerald Bay Community Association in April of this year. The overhead wall is approximately 4 feet in the front yard, where a 3.5 foot limitation would otherwise be imposed. The front yard steps up from the street in a series of walls, and it's actually about a 2 foot section of one of the planter walls that is over 3.5 feet. All of the other walls, and you can see looking at the plans, there are a number of them comply with the zoning criteria. To approve the overhead wall, the findings must be made that it will not result in a traffic hazard, and the location, size, design, and other characteristics of the wall would not create conditions or situations that would be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses. And there are many retaining walls, not only in this neighborhood, but all of Emerald Bay, and it would be consistent with that. Finally, regarding the variance, again, as I mentioned, the lot steps up steeply from the street, and so it kind of forces the home to push back to the lot. The existing home on the property already has a non-conforming 5 foot rear yard. That doesn't mean he can maintain that because he's demolishing the house, but it's the same thing. There's also a photograph included within the staff report that shows almost every lot in this vicinity is built right up to within 5 feet of the rear property line. And as you remember, the 5 feet is the standard for the Emerald Bay Community Association. So they're building to their Community Association architectural guidelines. The variance may be approved if there are special circumstances relating to the property. And as we have findings we've made on other Emerald Bay variances, it is a sloping topography and a location in a coastal community with strict architectural guidelines. It's an R1 zoned property, and the given the topography is difficult to meet all of the setbacks for that zone. The second finding is no special privileges, and there have been many other similar variances approved within the community, so it would be not a special privilege for this particular property. Staff recommends that a project be found categorically exempt class 3, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. I don't have any questions on this. It's pretty routine, except for location is different than unusual internal ones. But other than that, I don't have any comments or anything to say about it. So everything else seems straightforward. So with that, I will now, I'm supposed to open the public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. And now close the public hearing. Recommended action, I will proceed as recommended and find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under Class 3 new construction or conversion of small structures, exemptions pursuant to Section 15303 of the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, guidelines, and County of Orange procedures, and approved planning application PA 21005 for a coastal development permit, use permit, and a variance subject to attached findings and conditions of approval.